This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Residents of Maui are grappling with just how much they've lost in last week's wildfires. At least 111 people are confirmed to have died. FEMA, the Red Cross, and volunteer organizations are providing emergency aid. President Biden has asked Congress for $12 billion to refill the nearly empty disaster relief fund. And compounding the human misery the fires have left behind are the economic costs. Billions of dollars in damage to physical infrastructure, but also damage to the island's future, its economic future. Ali Budner reports.
Katie Folio helps run a network of occupational and physical therapy clinics on Maui, including one in Lahaina, the town that was almost completely wiped out by the fires.
We thought that the clinic was gone. We'd heard that Island Grocery was burned down, and that's right next door to us.
But miraculously, the clinic still stands, one building surrounded by the charred remains of other structures.
There's nothing around it. Like, it's going to be tough to go back. It's going to be tough for, it's just going to be tough.
Like many businesses, the Lahaina Clinic is on hold as the whole community deals with tragedy. And in the meantime, Folio says staff are scrambling to support clients who've lost everything. They helped one family replace a child's specialized wheelchair that burned in the fire.
We are already on Maui short of resources, especially for pediatrics and for kids and healthcare. And so I worry about what the future holds.
Her clinic and other Maui businesses may not know the full measure of the losses for a while, but the economic damage from Hawaii's wildfires could be as high as $16 billion. That's according to AccuWeather, which estimates the total economic toll of climate disasters.
We look at things like job and wage losses.
Jonathan Porter is chief meteorologist with AccuWeather.
Crops, infrastructure damage, interruption to supply chain, business losses, flight cancellations and delays.
Porter says there's also the damage to residents' mental and physical health.
We had all types of smoke, lots of dangerous particulate matter lofted into the air that people were breathing.
And of course, there's tourism, one of the top sources of income for Hawaii's economy, which was just recovering from the pandemic.
It's no question that this will definitely exacerbate an already challenging situation.
Micah Kane is the CEO and president of the Hawaii Community Foundation, which has raised more than $27 million to provide aid to victims of the fires. He's grateful for the outpouring of support, but he also says it's hard to see this emergency eclipse years of progress on important local economic issues.
Prior to the disaster, our organization was heavily involved in attempting to get more affordable housing built within Maui County.
But for now, Kane says what people need is emergency shelter and help getting back on their feet. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.